I Will Never Get a Star on Mrs. Benson's Blackboard by Jennifer K. Mann. I will never get a star on Mrs. Benson's blackboard. Mrs. Benson gives stars for stuff like spelling or neatness, or raising your hand and saying the right answer, not for doodling or daydreaming. One morning, when we were doing pluses and minuses, I raised my hand to give the answer. But when I went up and put it on the board, Mrs. Benson said, "Rose." I said to add 3 plus 0, then take away 2. I definitely didn't get a star for math. I really wanted to get a star, so later I raised my hand to read out loud. But Mrs. Benson stopped me after only one line and said, "Rose, we want to hear your big voice." I tried to be louder, but I know I definitely will never get a star for reading. That afternoon, a man named Mr. Sullivan came to visit our class. He told us about being an artist, and we looked at his paintings. I was still thinking about it while I served the snack. Whoops! I knew Mrs. Benson definitely would never ever put a star next to my name now. At the end of the day, Mrs. Benson said that she was going to check our desks for neatness. I wondered if Mrs. Benson was the kind of teacher who dumps messy desks on the floor. I got butterflies in my stomach. She pulled out Alan's bologna sandwich. She refused to touch Jody's wad of tissues. But Sam's desk was spick and span. I was the last kid in the last row. I knew my mess was worse than an old sandwich or tissues, and now I had a big tummy ache. Then, just as Mrs. Benson finished looking at the desk in front of mine, the bell rang. As the rest of the kids grabbed their bags, Mrs. Benson said, "Close call, huh, Rosie? I'll look at yours tomorrow." I got to school early the next morning so I could make my desk spick and span. That afternoon, Mrs. Benson said we could make thank you cards for Mr. Sullivan. I got out all my art supplies and made a super gigantic card with paintings on both sides. Then I saw Mrs. Benson coming to check my desk. And now it was messier than ever. I felt sick. Then she said, "Rose?" I looked up. Mrs. Benson was laughing. Then I looked down. My desk was covered with paint, and so was I. Then everyone else started laughing, and I did too. Then Mrs. Benson looked at my card and said, "Rose, you are a true artist, just like Mr. Sullivan. Class, we can put all the other cards in Rose's big card while she cleans up." It wasn't easy, but I scrubbed my desk and cleaned up all my art supplies. Then I scrubbed myself, too, and finally my desk and I were clean again. Right before the bell, Mrs. Benson drew all the stars for the day. When she was finished, she called me up to the board. "Rose?" "Uh-oh." I walked up to the front of the room. Then Mrs. Benson handed me the chalk and told me to draw a star by my name. Finally, I got a star on Mrs. Benson's blackboard, and so did she.